It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? How are you? I've been thinking about you. In fact, I've been thinking about a song that I haven't sung for you for a long time. I'm going to write the name of it on this, and then I'll sing it for you. But first, I want you to see the name of it. It starts with an S. I'll print it like this. Some times people, sometimes people are, you know what it is? Sometimes people are good. That's it. If you know it, sing it with me, will you? Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who are wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people make noise, and they break another's toys. But the very same people who are noisy sometimes are the very same people who are quiet sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? I know people who make up lots of words to that song. Sometimes people are good. They say, sometimes people want to go out, and sometimes they don't. But the very same people who want to go out sometimes are the very same people who want to stay in sometimes. Sure, you can make up any words to that song that you like. Right now, I'd like to go over to Chef Brockett's bakery. Yeah, just see what's going on over there. I guess I was thinking of him when I said, sometimes people are quiet. Shh, you know the way he goes? Come along to his bakery. Buenos dias, Jose.
Buenos dias, Mr. Rogers.
I was just going to call you.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, this is beautiful.
How do you like that, huh?
Lovely cake.
My friend and I made it.
What were you going to call me about?
Well, I have a very special friend in the kitchen. Come on, I want you to meet her.
I'd like to. See you later, Jose.
I'll see you, Mr. Rogers.
Julia Child, this is Fred Rogers.
Fred, how nice to see you. Well,
I'm so glad.
Wanting to meet you.
I'm glad
just delighted.
In our neighborhood. I'd like you to know my television friend.
Hello.
Mrs. Child.
I'm so happy to meet you, and I'm so glad to be here with Fred and Chef Brockett. It's just wonderful.
What are you all doing?
Well, we've been cooking up a storm, haven't we?
Good.
Yes. Well, while Don has been doing pastry, I've been fixing up a spaghetti dish that I want all of you to see.
Well,
and
please
I know
show
that
us.
You'll like it too, Fred. Have you got the spaghetti ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you're using pot holders.
That's right, because it's a hot pot, and I don't want any of the children to ever touch anything hot. You know, this is what the grown-ups would
do. Take up the lid, and you can see that really is good hot spaghetti in there.
Right.
And what we're going to do, we're going to make a wonderful sauce out of it.
A tomato sauce?
No, and we're not going to use that, because I think people get rather tired of tomatoes all the time. So this is going to be, called a sauce Marco Polo, spaghetti Marco Polo.
Great. Well,
and this is the kind of thing that you can mix at the table. You can get the grown-ups to cook the spaghetti and get it out into the dish. And then what you want are, you want some chopped walnuts, and here they are. You can buy these, all of these things at the supermarket, and these are chopped. You can buy them in a package. And then they're chopped black olives. And those you find in a little can in the supermarket. And then we want some chopped green onion, you know, the look just like that, with a green top and then the white bulb at the bottom. And these you get all the grown-ups to do. You get the grown-ups to do that for you. And then you have the fancy business at the end. Then you want a nice piece of Swiss cheese and have that grated up on the rough side of the grater, like that. And then some red pimento that also comes in a can, and get that to be diced up by the grown-ups. And then a can of tuna fish.
It looks like it's in oil.
It's tuna fish in oil. It's mm-hmm. delicious. Well, it has a lot more flavor than the other tuna
fish.
Smells
so good, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then you have to have some chopped parsley. Mm. And one thing... You order the grown-ups to do what you want done. And here's a good trick, and this is something you can do. Say that they've gotten a new chopping board. And there is a chopping board all brand new. But because it's new, anytime you touch it with something, it makes a spot like that. And the thing to do to cure the board is to get some olive oil and put a little olive oil on. And then rub it with your hand. And you see that covers the whole board so that any time a little spot comes on it, it doesn't show like a spot.
Oh, I see.
And you just rub it. And, Chef, there's a bit of paper towel under uh-huh. there. You've got a well-equipped kitchen,
right.
I can see.
Some of my friends could do this very well, Julia.
Oh, sure.
Yes, they mm-hmm. could. And then it's also good for your hands because it keeps them nice and soft. So rub any excess into your hand. And okay. now
oh,
we're
boy.
Ready to do some chopping of parsley. And one thing, when you get a little bit older, you can learn how to chop. But at the beginning, I think it's good to get the grown-ups to do it with a big sharp knife. And they take the parsley and gather it up and just chop down the leaves, leaving the stems, which you don't use. And then those go into the wastebasket, not onto the floor.
Uh-huh, of course.
In my television show, nobody can see the floor. And everybody thinks that I'm throwing things onto the floor. And I got a letter from some woman who, with her little girl, was watching the show. And she said, "Do you think this is a nice way to show young people how to cook, to throw everything on the floor?" And I said, "Oh, I have a self-cleaning floor."
Self-cleaning floor.
And that turns out the self-cleaning is me.
But you have a wastebasket down there.
Right here.
Yes, I have a wastebasket right there. Now, so there we've got our spaghetti and our parsley and everything, and we're ready to go. Now this again, the grown-ups will have to do is to help you. Is they will take the.
Yeah, I think you better have them.
Let's move these right over there for you. So
right?
It's right near. And they want some big spoons. And there, look at all that steaming hot spaghetti. And if you're big enough, you can take the spaghetti out yourself. That's so wonderful and slippery.
It has kind of a good smell, too.
Doesn't it? I think just plain is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you always think you're going to get a great big spoonful, and just a little bit comes out. It all slides off. Do you remember that old, wonderful old movie of Charlie Chaplin and spaghetti? Or was it? No, I guess it was, wasn't Mickey Rooney, maybe it was, but somebody who put the spaghetti through a funnel and ate it there. That was wonderful. He just poured the spaghetti into a funnel and then held the funnel up to his mouth. There it was. There. I think that's about enough for four people.
Oh, I
Chef,
think so.
I think so. Well, we'll just pop that back. Now, we want to put in a little bit of butter. Let's just say about 2 tablespoons. And then some more olive oil, real olive oil, because it gives a very good taste. About 2 tablespoons of that. And then you'll want a bit of salt and pepper. And these, you can get the grown-ups to put the salt in. That's about a teaspoon of salt. And Chef, would you grate some pepper on that?
Okay.
That's a beautiful pepper grinder. That's chef size, isn't it?
This is something that the children could do, the pepper grinder.
Yes, they
a little
could.
Bit.
But how many times would you do
like,
it?
Like, you could say...
Right. I see.
And then you can turn the crank up on top.
That's right. That. Your parents could tell you about how much to do, right?
Yeah. And now we have to start. And then this is what you do, and you do it fairly high because it's dramatic. And then you want to taste it. This before anything else goes in. You want to taste it and see if it's got enough salt and pepper. Now we're going to taste it with chopsticks, I think. So it's more fun. Well, see if you think. I think it has enough salt and pepper. See what you think, Fred.
That's good. Just mm-hmm. with butter, olive oil, salt, and pepper.
Yeah, I like
just
that.
With that. Mm-hmm. Now I should use, after tasting, everyone, we should have each used a fresh thing every time to be safe. Because supposing one of us had a cold, that would be bad. So these are new clean chopsticks. Now.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you take all of these things and put it right in the middle. Take a great handful of these chopped walnuts.
Walnuts and spaghetti.
And then a great handful of these chopped black olives. And you've got about, these are about 3 or 4 of those green onions that were cut up there. And then a nice big handful of cheese. This you put in as much cheese as you want. That's probably about a 2-inch square, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have, see, this makes a pretty color. Then you have about 1/2 can of those red pimentos.
They smell so good.
They always smell good. And then here's your tuna fish, and I think the haul of tuna fish can go on. And now you have your green. That's very pretty, isn't it, already?
Certainly.
And now comes the fun, which you do. And you can, what you can do, you can get all this ready in the kitchen and then bring it into the dining room, and then you can toss it and turn it in the dining room way up high. It's probably a good idea if you do it is to put it on a tray so it doesn't, even if it spills out of the bowl.
You could put paper around it too.
You could put paper on, but if you had a nice big tray.
Yeah.
But isn't that a pretty color now?
It really looks
and it smells
nice.
So good. And now, when you think you've tossed it around enough, make room, then out it goes onto a plate. Whoa, doesn't that look good?
Oh, it really does.
There you are.
May I try?
Fred,
thank
I think
you.
We should all try.
I think I remember how to use chopsticks. Is it you hold with here and then use the top one?
Yeah, the idea is to get your the bottom one very firm.
Yeah.
And then have your these three fingers that you can move, which can move the top
the
one.
The bottom one's firm in the thumb and the finger next to the little finger, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's mm-hmm. it's quite difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
before
once you get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don, shall we?
Oh.
Well, we'll share this one.
Okay.
And I've noticed, too, that if you come in sideways, some people say that spaghetti came from China and that Marco Polo brought it over to Italy. Did you know that?
Oh.
And
that's,
oh, is that why
I'm
you called
sure.
it spaghetti Marco
that's
Polo?
That's why I call it spaghetti Marco Polo.
That's excellent.
I really like it.
May I take this with me?
You certainly may.
Thank you very much. What a treat to be able to meet
well,
you.
It was
and,
great fun. To,
and see you
I think
cook.
You'll love that.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
It's excellent.
Fred, I was glad I could have a special person here for you to meet, too.
Oh, boy.
It's a special day
goodbye,
for me.
Fred.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bon appétit.
You
bon appétit
to you.
Bon appétit.
Okay.
Goodbye.
We'll see you.
Hey, Jose. I have some spaghetti. Adios.
Adios, Mr. Rogers.
Come along. Back to my place. When I saw her putting all those things together, I wasn't sure I wanted to eat it. But when I tasted it, it was really good. Yeah, this is really good. Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes have spaghetti at your house? Did you ever try eating it with chopsticks? I'll get the trolley. Finish this while we have some make-believe. Remember our make-believe yesterday? Henrietta Pussycat burned some things because she left her stove on and forgot to turn it off. Well, Handyman Negri squirted out the fire. Well, let's pretend that some of the other neighbors have heard about the fire and they want to help Henrietta. Okay? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Get my friend, I'm going to get my friend, I'm going to get my smoky friend, I'm going to get my friend. Whoa. Smoky Bear Trolley, yeah, I want to show him where the fire started.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Buck
Dog. Whoa, hi, Lady Aberlin. I heard about the fire.
Yes, well, we put it out. And Henrietta and I have had some long talks about it.
Did she cry?
Oh, yes, a couple of times. She was sad and scared.
People cry when they're sad and scared.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do.
Dogs don't.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go get Smokey Bear and...
Smokey Bear?
Yeah. I want to show him where the fire
is. I'd really like to meet him.
Boy, all right, I'll let you meet him.
Okay.
I'll go get him now.
And I'll
all
see
right?
you when you come back.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie. Aberlin.
Fairchild, is that you?
It is. Would you do me a little favor, sweetheart?
Why, sure.
Well,
oh, what's that?
Well, it's a little something for Henrietta.
A little something?
Mm-hmm.
That is a pretty dress.
Well, I figured maybe hers were all smoky and I haven't used it in a long time, you know.
Want me to take it over to her?
Would you?
Sure.
I mean, I have lots to do inside and tell me how she likes it, okay?
It's easy to like something that comes from a friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, sweet. Something else.
For Henrietta?
Yeah, just a minute.
Sure. I remember this dress, Lady Elaine. Oh!
Pretty heavy. Ooh! Spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
Mm-hmm. The platypus has made it.
You mean, what do you mean, the platypuses?
I mean, Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean together made it for Henrietta.
Really? Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure that she's going to like this.
Take it to her, will you?
And this.
Yeah, my dress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your dress. Mm-hmm. You're a real friend, Lady Elaine.
Aw, toot toot, dear.
Toot toot, sweetie. Henrietta. Henrietta?
Meow.
How are you?
Oh, meow, meow, Evelyn. Meow, 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 you're so smoky, meow, now.
Oh, yes. Meow. Sometimes the smoke is the worst part of it.
Meow.
I'd like you to see something, Hen. This is for you from Lady Elaine.
Meow, me?
For you. She wants you to have it. She asked me to bring it over.
Meow, me, meow, Lady Elaine, meow. Mm-hmm. Meow, meow, rag, meow.
Oh, hold
meow,
it up.
Meow, 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 pretty dress.
Oh,
meow.
It's going to be so pretty on you.
Meow.
And this is from the platypuses. Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean made this spaghetti for you.
Yeah, spaghetti?
Smell it.
Meow. Meow, 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 love meow.
Oh, I'm glad you love it.
Meow, meow, for me?
Uh-huh, because your friends want you to know how much they care about you.
Meow, meow, take it in, meow.
I'll just put this in here.
Right over here.
I see, I see. And how did it happen?
Well,
Hi, Bob Dog.
Lady Link. Lady Abelin, this is my friend, Smokey Bear.
How do you do?
Meow, 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 Smokey.
And this is meow. Hen.
What's wrong with her?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I think she might think that Smokey would make some more smoke.
Oh. Far from it. I try to keep fires and smoke away.
Why, sure.
Hen?
Henrietta, listen, honey, come on out. Smokey won't start any fires.
That's his name, Henrietta.
Sure. He doesn't like fires either.
No.
Meow don't like meow either?
No, I don't. I do everything I can to prevent fires. I'm always watching out so that they won't start.
See?
Meow. Huh.
Hey, Ham.
Meow?
May we come in and see where yours started?
Meow, sure. Meow, 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 right in back, meow.
Okay.
I'll be going off now, people. I'm certainly glad to know that you care about keeping people safe.
That's what everybody needs to do.
Meow. Meow, meow, you Smokey.
Bye-bye.
Meow,
see you
meow,
later,
meow, Bob
later,
Dog.
Aberlin.
You're right, meow, 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 meow.
Well, we're
meow.
Just waiting.
That's certainly make-believe, isn't it? Even Smokey Bear is a pretend bear. Real bears in the forest don't talk our kind of talk or wear our kind of clothes, do they? You know, when I think of fire, I often think of water. And I have a film about little drops of water dropping down and becoming waterfalls and streams and rivers. I'd like you to see it. Really pretty film. Watch the film about the drops of water. Thank you. Little drops of rain and dew all make up great big rivers and even the ocean. Sure. I'll use some water to wash this plate so I can take it back to Brockett's bakery. I think I'm allowed to keep the chopstick. Do you ever help with the dishes? Washing or drying or putting away? Many ways that you can help your family. I like the idea that when I think about things, I can bring those thoughts to you, talk with you about them. You're my television friend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day, sure, by just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. I'll be thinking about you. Be back tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.